53 degrees at 8:56, and time to check on commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And the grain markets are a little bit under pressure in corn and beans, but the wheat has floated higher. We've seen that South Korea has been a huge buyer of optional origin corn. They think traders think they're up to a little bit over 800,000 metric tons of corn. Again, most of that probably will be sourced out of South America since their price is quite a bit cheaper than ours. Will we see more short covering in corn? Right now, we're not really seeing much of anything. We've got the May corn futures at 362. That's up a quarter. July 370 and three quarters is unchanged, while new crop December at 390 and a half is down a quarter cent. On the bean side of things, we are seeing bean exports starting to slip for this month out of Brazil. Not sure exactly what's going on there other than serious logistics problems. We did see some new African swine fever cases reported in the northern part of China, and the trade's a little bit worried about meal demand. So right now we've got the beans down, a nickel-ish. May bean futures at 8.97 and a quarter's down 4 3/4. July 9.11 is down 4 1/4 cents. New crop November 9.30 and 3/4 down 3 3/4. The meal futures are down $1.60 in the nearby May at 3.08.50. May bean oil 11 cents lower at 28.96. On the wheat side of things, after 3 days lower, we have bounced back. The May Chicago wheat at 461 is up 3 cents, while the December at 489 and 3/4 is 2 3/4 higher. Notice that the Kansas City and Minneapolis wheats are both higher as well. On the livestock futures, we're just a hair higher today. June live cattle futures at 120.60 is up 65 cents. The feeder cattle in the May, 149.35, is up 12. I would have thought that given the extremely poor weather and blowing snow in the plains would support this feeder cattle market, but not so much today. The hog market is finding serious support from more problems in China with their hog production, with the June live hog futures at 98.67. Keep in mind that the April hogs do go off the board this Friday. They're only 35 cents higher, hanging right around where the cash is, but all the other months are up more than a couple bucks. We see these outside markets. The dollar index is up just a hair at 96.70. That's up 14 cents in that nearby dollar. The metals market's a little lower again this morning. That could be on a little bit less worries about the general overall economy. The crude oil is 48 cents lower after making new highs for the year. We're at the highest level this week since last November. May crude at 64.14 is down 47 cents. That market's been all over the place. Be kind of an important bellwether to watch. But the grain markets haven't got a lot going for them right now. There's an awful lot of talk about large old crop supplies blunting the influence of any cuts in U.S. production for the 19 crops. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. It's 9 o'clock now, 53 degrees outside our studios in Urbana, and checking current conditions across our listening area this morning. That wind out of the south is going to be picking up throughout the day, already gusting up to about 30 miles per hour at Willard Airport south of Champaign-Urbana. Bloomington Normal checks in with 47 degrees, 55 now in Decatur, 48 in Danville, 62 degrees already in Charleston-Mattoon. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer today with a high of 78 degrees. South wind gusting up to 45 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely down to a low of 47 degrees. A few morning showers possible tomorrow, otherwise turning mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 57. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01.